Hi, gang. Well, we are still away on holiday, but back next week. So while we're away, we thought we'd brighten up our feed with an episode of First Dates, the podcast. Our good friend Cece and Frankie Bridge have got some amazing dating stories, which are well worth listening to. Anyway, hope you enjoy this little summer bonus, and we'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Hi, and welcome from Podimo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Frankie Bridge.
And I'm Cece Coleman.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes, and you're immediately on the phone with your best friend.
You know when you just get that feeling and you're just like, oh my God.
This is going well.
I love him. Like, I'm obsessed with this guy. Can't tell you his name, couldn't remember it. But
that's obsessed. Richard.
Yeah, let's call him Richard.
Can't
let's
remember
no,
it.
I can't remember his name. Listen, I've erased this memory out of my head.
In this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief.
We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre, and heartwarming date stories.
Cece and I haven't met our daters before, and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you.
Right, Cece, today is all about toilet issues. Which I feel like is not something you really want to talk about when it comes to dating. But obviously, today's stories, that's what it's going to be revolving around. And I just wondered how you feel about talking about those things.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I quite like a shit chat.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't mind it. It makes me laugh. Like, it's if there was something that I could... I've never not laughed at a shit story. I just find it hilarious. Like, maybe it's because I have, like, my dad... Okay, I've gone too far.
Okay,
already.
Right.
Gone too far. I've put my dad in
thrown
it now.
Under the bus. What happened to your dad?
No, but he talks about it a lot. We just grew up on it. It was just like normal for us. Anyway, how do you feel about it?
I grew up talking about shit. Yeah, like, to be fair, I'm like a real like potty mouth. Like, I'm quite happy to talk about those things. You know,
great.
Like, I've just been on holiday. Once I've been on holiday, like, I'm not going to go for a poo for about 4 days at least once I've got off a flight.
Oh, I see, because of the whole like time difference.
Yeah, I think so. And I'll like discuss that with people and be like, have you been yet? I like to know like people's bowel movements so I can like compare.
You have not asked me yet. You have
okay,
not asked
so
me about
so have you been for a poo today?
I have actually,
have
yeah.
You? Yeah. Yeah, I'm jealous, I haven't.
I get jealous of people going for a poo, yeah. People that poo twice a day as well, I find that, like, I would love to do that. I'm a once a day person. Anyone that goes twice, I'm like,
God, I'm lucky
how?
If I'm once a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need more chia seeds in your diet.
I do need some more chia seeds, some frog spawn in my diet. To be fair, like, I feel like I've probably got enough poo stories to fill a podcast. Like,
we're just trying to get a documentary out here, guys.
Yeah. I'm either like one or the other. It's either happening or it's not happening, if you catch my drift.
Okay, but this is like solely about you, not like other people's shit stories. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah, interesting. But I have always had this conversation with like friends and stuff of like, I feel like there's a real divide in things like discussing things like that with a partner. Who, like, do you talk about farting? Would you poo in front of them? Like, I was first to fart in my relationship with Wayne.
Okay.
And it happened at the worst moment. It was, like, quite early on in the relationship.
Accidental?
And he was flirting and tickling me.
Oh,
and it just came out. And I was just like, no, it's happened. So I was first to do that.
Did that set the bar, though? Was that, like, set the tone of the relationship?
But he's still not a massive, like... I mean, he does fart, but it's not like I would say I'm probably.
So how
more
old is
regular.
This? I don't mind talking about poo. I honestly, it doesn't even
you
make
don't
me
talk about farting.
But farting, I find it like in a relationship sense or dating, I'm like, oh, I can't do that. Like, I have to hold it in to the point of bellyache. And this, I'll probably get to the 6 month mark before I'm like, I'm really sorry, I have to leave the room and fart.
How do you feel about
I have
burps?
To say the word, I have to pronounce the T, so then it makes me feel like fart.
What about burping? Because I actually find burping more offensive than a fart.
I'm a bit of a burper.
Oh, no!
It can't help it. It just comes up. And then I always close my mouth. But because I've lived alone for a while, I think I probably burp more than I realise.
Yeah.
And then when I go on a date, I'm like, oh, my God, I actually can't do that out loud. I have to, you know,
no,
have
you
to burp within.
Yeah.
And you can't really burp silently. When you've got like a real deep one, you can't.
You're a belcher.
Oh, I can be.
Oh,
depends on what
okay.
I'm eating.
Didn't expect that from you. I've always said, like, I couldn't marry someone that I couldn't poo in front of.
Like, in front of?
Yeah, like,
okay, you know. I need to know a little bit more about this. You and Wayne just sit there and stare at each other like, no. Babe, it's your turn.
And he actually gets really annoyed at me if I like walk in on him while he's on the toilet. He's like, Frank, fuck off. And I'm like, oh, I just need to come into the bathroom. Like, it obviously I don't enjoy it. It's not like I like purposely follow him in there because it's not enjoyable. But like, I couldn't be with someone. You know, if you're ill, like, I don't want to have to be like, don't come anywhere near me. I don't want you to know what's happening. Like, I want him to be there for me.
So when you shit yourself, you want him to be.
Yeah, he's
got to
be involved.
Okay.
You've got to spend the rest of your life with someone. How could you not like poo in front of them?
I mean, I love this. I hear you. But I'm going to now pass this over to our guest. I feel like we could go really south with this. I'm going to introduce our two guests. This is the lovely Sean and Daisy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. All right.
How are you?
What a way to start all a conversation. Right.
I mean, I feel a little bit more comfortable now talking about this.
Oh, so you're the one with the story. Interesting.
Yeah.
We need to, before we get into it though, we need to know.
Oh, we need to know a couple of questions. So, are we going to start with you?
Okay.
What would you say your green flag is in a relationship or in dating?
In dating, I just think like someone who can like bat back and forward with a chat, I think is a really good green
flag. A flow, yes.
A flow, yeah. There's nothing worse than that awkward silence and you're just like, oh, shit, what do I talk about now? What do I bring up now? And then you bring up, I don't know, do you like cauliflower? And they're just like, oh, and it's a weird conversation.
Do you like cauliflower?
I would tell you to have five things on like your kind of like go-to questions on dating because it's really hard when you're trying to build something or a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit, what's the next question? I've already asked about brothers and sisters and favourite colour. So have like five things that you're kind of like go-tos because I agree, silence is...
Yeah.
It's just awkward. You're like, what do I...
And the longer it goes, it's just like...
And then you say something really silly.
Yeah.
Like you talk about shit.
Yeah.
That would be my first question.
Yeah. How do you shit? What kind of shit do you have?
And what about you, Daisy?
Probably ambition. But honestly, there's nothing that gives me a bigger boner than somebody that has...
A bigger boner.
Ambition.
Yeah.
Like, I think because I work so much that if I had somebody that just came in and just sat down and watched TV and had no dreams or aspirations, it would just...
Yeah,
instantly.
I find that attractive. Mm. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. They don't have to be like really rich or anything like that. But just like really,
just want
to
do something.
Yeah, want to do something. Yeah, I like that one.
I do.
Okay, well, we've been nice about people, and now I want to know your icks.
Oh, if they know all of the words to "Never Gonna Give You Up" by Rick Astley, it's a no go for me.
Wow.
Why?
It's just. So cringe.
Never gonna give you up.
Why it's just,
that song?
I don't know. There's just something about that song that winds me up so much. Mm-hmm. That
what is it? The tune, the lyrics? Like
it's just everything about it. Like one, why is everyone so happy when it plays? Two, why is he so happy about singing it? Three, why is it that song that gets everyone up? I'm quite a miserable dancer.
Okay, when I'm out.
Like wedding songs for me. I love a wedding.
I was gonna say, like it's at every wedding. Everyone knows the song.
Yeah,
like,
but it's just that's my bar song. If that comes on, I'm like
you're off to get a drink.
See you later. I'm out. Like,
can I just ask, what is a miserable dancer? I'm I hate
someone
it.
Who doesn't bloody dance and hates.
Just like you know when you're dragged up and you're just like
oh, okay. Just like a small two-step and okay.
But like, I'll dance when I want to dance. I don't need like I don't need yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I hate it. That song just, winds me right up.
Okay, well, we've not had that one.
another niche one.
Daisy, anything niche?
I don't know if it's niche, but when somebody turns up to a date in skinny jeans and big trainers, you know, like the trainers with the big soles and they're wide and then they've got really
like
tight skinny
legs.
Jeans.
Socks or no socks?
Oh, definitely socks. I can't do a no soccer.
Oh, so sorry. So is this included? Like, this is an extension of the skinny jean. So
yeah.
Like,
so like, they've got a skinny jean on that cuts off about here.
And then
shoe. If they had no socks on, I'd leave.
Oh wow! Oh,
I feel like everyone in Essex. That's what they're walking around wearing.
Say, I think that's
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would they have to be? What would be like something? What would be a perfect outfit?
Oh, I don't know. Like I like a big t-shirt, slightly, not a cargo, but. You know, like a wider leg trouser, not jean though. Just don't do jeans. They like they just feel uncomfortable and cold.
The balls are a bit restricted.
And it's when they walk up to you and you can see it all at one side of the zip and you think, nah.
That I don't mind.
Yeah. You like to see what
that's
you get.
That's what I look for.
The opposite.
Yeah, the tighter the better.
I love that.
So on that note, Sean, we're going to start with your lovely story. Tell us everything.
Oh, okay. So it was about five, six years ago. I had been single for quite a while. I've been single since 2011. And hadn't really dated between then and this particular moment. I'd been like on a couple of, we'll say dates.
Hookups.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. Thanks for outing me there. But yeah, this was a date. I'd met him on a dating app. And we'd been chatting. We were chatting for about two, three weeks before. And I was like, right, he's not going to ask me. I was a bit like, no, I'm going to wait for him to ask me because he matched with me. He messaged me first. He does all that pretentious gay shit that we go through.
Can I just ask a really, like, had you already sent each other the dick pics?
No, I don't do the dick pics.
I thought that was, like, just, like, on the gay scene, it's, like,
it's
that
mental,
comes first
rife,
before
yeah,
any,
it's
like...
Yeah, just like, hi, here's my penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But none of that.
No, none of that. He was a very respectable man. He was, I think, at the time, so what was it, 5 years ago? So I was, yeah, just maybe 29, 30, and he was... in his 40s, I want to say like 43.
Okay.
Really respectable guy, very Richard Gere, Pretty
Woman-esque.
Oh.
Very lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. just really beautiful, really lovely chap. Had great job, great aspects of life. And so I was like, right, let's go out. He was like, yes, great. He was like, should we go out for dinner? And I'm usually a bit of a... First dates is more of like a drink sort of thing for me. Like, I don't mind like drink going into dinner if that's where it's heading or like little bar snacks and whatnot.
But he's an older guy.
He's an older guy. Yeah, very like old romantic, just like really, really lovely person. So I was really looking forward to it. And I was telling everyone and all of my friends, I was like, I'm going to marry this amazing older man and he's going to keep me and I'm going to be a housewife and I'm going to be going for dinners and everything. But I forgot that the night before was a friend's birthday on a Saturday night. So I was like, right, I won't go too nuts because I don't want to be too hanging the next day. Lo and behold, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm at the local gay club. Dancing around to the Saturdays, probably.
Oh, you are welcome.
Always a great time when ego comes on. and woke up incredibly hungover the next day and was like, shit, I've got this date, but it's fine. Like,
got a while.
Got a while to prepare. So, yeah, went on a date. And met him.
Did he live up to your expectations
just
when you saw him?
Perfect.
Oh.
Like, he was just. The most dreamy, like when you in Pretty Woman, when she first sees him, and you know that there's that spark, and he's just got that real smug but sexy look in his face. He had that, he was all about that. Came in a lovely, like it was just lovely, like navy blue suit, but like really fitted. On a Sunday.
Suited
on a Sunday. And usually I'm not about a suit. I get a bit scared about a suit because I think most men look good in a suit.
Yeah.
What do their usual clothes look like?
Yeah.
Because that can be a bit of a...
Yeah, exactly.
And what kind of restaurant did you go to then? Because he's in a suit.
Well, so this is where it gets interesting.
Right, okay.
He recommended going to a restaurant in Southampton that was a curry house.
For a first day?
Well, see, I was like a bit rogue, but we both had spoken about how much we love Indian food.
Oh,
and
okay.
I do love Indian food.
So that's not weird.
Yeah,
then.
So it wasn't weird. However, being hungover and having a curry, I'm usually like, get that delivered in.
Mm-hmm.
Because
stay at
of
home
situation,
for that
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Went to the bar, had a drink, was all lovely. Chat was flowing really, really well. He had a lot to ask, I had a lot to answer and ask back, and it was really good. Then we get to the table, and next to us, I think that it must have been a birthday party. It was like a big family birthday party, and they were all sat next to us, and there must have been about 15 of them, and there were kids there, and I have a bit of a thing with kids in restaurants after 8 p.m. I feel like. Put him in a quiet area. I'm here on a date. Like, you're going to ruin this date. I don't want a baby screaming right next to me.
I'm with a guy in a suit.
I'm with a guy. I'm with Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
No.
but it was fine because, you know, we were engaging and we were like, the eye contact was spot on. And like, you know, when you just get that feeling and you're just like, oh my God.
This is going well.
I fucking love him. Like, oh. I'm obsessed with this guy. Can't tell you his name, couldn't remember it. But
that's obsessed.
Richard.
Let's call him Richard.
Can't
no, I can't remember his name. No, not now. No, I mean, listen, I've erased this memory out of my head.
Oh, we're about to find out why.
You're about to find out why. Yeah. So we order. Lovely. He's that, like, what do you want? And then he'll order for me. So he did that.
Nice.
He'll take the chicken tikka. I was like, thank you very much. Keema naan, lovely. Pilau rice. Let's go for
it. Is that a thing then, is it? Like people ordering for you?
Well, it's, yeah, it's like an old school gentlemanly thing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he ordered the wine as well, and he was a bit of a wino. So he was like, ordered this amazing bottle, brought it over. He was like, oh, let me try it first. Very, like, he is...
Like, a sophisticated man.
Yeah, just like some beautiful 1940s gangster, gorgeous, lovely man. That's
his name you can't remember.
Whose name I can't remember.
It's Richard.
Oh, lovely. I wonder what he's doing now. Hopefully not listening to this. What happened? So yeah, we eat. Everything's fine. I'm starting to feel a little bit tired and a little bit... starting to get a bit of a bellyache, but I don't know whether that was because the food...
That feeling of, like, when it hurts a bit and you know...
Like, it's fine, like, I can get away with this. I can do this.
And a little sweat on.
I'm sat there and I was like, right, I can either go to the toilet, because it could be that, but it didn't... You know, when you know it's going to be that?
Yeah.
It didn't... I didn't get that feeling. I was like, maybe it's just going to be a little fart.
Oh, no, a rogue fart.
Yeah, rogue fart. So we were talking, he was telling me about something, and at that time I wasn't concentrating on what he was talking about, because all I could concentrate is this fart is coming, and it could either be a rupturous...
It's either going to be loud and proud.
It's either going to be aggressive.
Or silent and violent.
Okay. And it was, I mean, it was definitely going to be a silent but violent one.
Oh.
But that was like silent but violent one. You can just kind of be like, oh, God, people are disgusting. You just like blame other people. You know, when you're in a club and you just like, you do that.
Oh,
the dance floor fart. You're like, oh, someone is gross in here. Someone needs to go home.
You know what? You know what I do? Is I go and stand next to Wayne, or I sit on his lap. Do it then if I know we're in like a confined space, and then walk away so it looks like it's him.
Oh my
God.
Yeah,
but you've got to give it the 10 seconds before you leave.
Yeah. And he just looks at me and goes, you bitch. So there you go, a little trick for you next time.
Thank you very much. I'll find Wayne next time I'm out.
Well, it's from your end. She might bump into it.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so you're getting a little rumble.
Getting a little rumble in the tumble, yeah. And it's I'm sat there, I'm like, right, I've got to do it. I've got to get it out now. He's still talking, and I...
Do you lift a cheek, or do you just flatten it out?
No, I kind of, like, do that lean... Like, yes. Oh, there we go.
Why didn't you just go to the toilet?
Well, listen, jury's still out on that one. But, yeah, then it happened.
What happened?
I shit myself.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It just happened. I thought it was going to be a good one. I thought it was going to be a steady one, but no. And I'd say.
I'm flying in the room at this point. I want to see your face. I want to see your eyes change.
I was just, I literally remember just going, like, fuck. I need to leave. I need to get out of here. I don't know how I'm going to get out of here.
Hey, I've got more questions though before we go. Okay. Like, when you say you shit yourself, like, was it like a little bit, or was there
a lot? You know those pictures of the newborn babies? Was it a lot? It was a lot.
So, like, it kind of like, once you opened it, it just went.
It wasn't just a shart, no. It was a bit more, it was between shart and, I don't know, neurovirus diarrhea.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was.
What colour trousers was you wearing?
Luckily black.
Oh, thank Lord.
Yeah, so I was blessed with that one. Yeah.
Praise be.
Yeah, it was that was a bless. Someone was looking down, well, not looking down at me enough to stop me from shitting.
What was the seat situation? Was it like a material, or was it wood, or?
I believe it was material. Yeah, I think they were material seats.
Really smudgy.
Really soaks in, yeah.
Okay, so what was going through your brain? What were you thinking? Like, what was your plan of action?
Well, I was going, right, I can either run, like, run out of here immediately, to go to toilet, but I didn't want to stand up because I didn't know how bad it was. I could feel it, but I obviously couldn't see how bad it was. So I was like, right, I'm just going to have to sit it out for a little bit. I'm going to have to sit here.
Oh, my God.
Because food is over. We're done now. He's already come over and asked if we wanted the desserts.
The it's turmoil coming to an in end. Your brain
I know.
At this
yeah,
point.
It was and I, honestly, I couldn't tell you anything he said after it happened
I bet.
Because I just had no interest in what he was saying. I needed to get out. Well, so it got to a point. Where he ordered another drink. I was like, fucking hell. I was like, I was like, oh, it's a bit late, isn't it, Richard? But then he went up to go to the toilet. He got up, left the table, and I was like, right, this is my chance to kind of rectify this happening. Mm-hmm. Like, rectify what's happened.
Rectum.
Wrecked. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, such a shy.
You're really in this day, aren't you?
Rogue fart,
emphasis
rectum.
Emphasis on rectum, yeah. So because I was wearing an overshirt, I was like, right, I need to cover it up. Put the shirt around the waist, and it was a tartan one as well. So I looked like an absolute wanker after doing that. It didn't look cool or
like
anything.
Like a little 90s dancer.
Yeah, exactly. He came back. This honestly, this gets worse, and I can't even believe I'm sharing
it.
I can't believe
how
I'm telling Frankie
worse?
That
I know,
shit
keep
myself.
It coming, it's great.
He then goes, can you smell that?
No!
And I'm like, because we're not far from the toilets, so it could have been...
Yeah.
The toilet situation.
Which
but he'd
also
obviously...
begs the question, why didn't you go to the fucking toilet?
Yeah, why the fuck did you not get up then?
Well, I didn't want to leave him because I loved him.
He was going to marry him.
Right, okay.
This is future this husband. Is
okay, yeah. He must have been something else
yeah,
to stay
like,
at tables.
Oh, listen,
in your
like
own
12
shit.
Out of 10 kind of guy. He was an absolute dish.
Can't remember his name, though.
Can't remember his name. Still going there.
So, he could smell the smell.
Yeah, he could start smelling it. And I was like, maybe it's the toilet. So he was like, well, no, I'll just come back from there. And it wasn't that bad then. I was like, yeah, that's right. You have just been to the toilet and you couldn't smell it in there. So what else can we say? So my instinct was to turn to the family and to go, maybe it's that baby. Maybe that baby needs changing.
100%. Yeah.
So blame the baby.
Blame the baby.
I don't know
soul.
This baby. I can give a fuck about this baby at this point. This baby is taking the blame. He called the waiter over and he was like, I'm really sorry. He was like, we're trying to have like a nice chat here. And he was like, but I think that baby needs changing.
Oh my God.
See, now I hate Richard. Sorry.
No, why? What do you mean?
Who the fuck does that?
Well, he's sat there sniffing shit. Like, when you're trying to eat your food and sniff shit, I know you'd finish your food, but do you know what I mean? I don't know if I'd say, can you change your baby's nappy? But I'd say, oh, there's a bad smell. Maybe is there something coming from the kitchen? I probably wouldn't say, can you go and tell that family
can you tell that
to change?
Family to change that baby's ass?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was like, oh, brave Richard. What a nice guy.
Oh, Richard.
Same with me.
Such a strong man.
But so the waiter then went over to the family. Luckily, then we saw that the mum took the baby to the baby changing room. So I was like, oh, thank God that baby shit itself. And I can get rid of it. I can get away with that. But the smell was obviously still there because it was me. That's the baby poo.
What was your plan?
I had no idea what to do. After that, I was like, I'm out of ideas of how to get out of
this.
No,
you blamed everyone else.
Blamed everyone else for this. I was like, the only other person I can blame is Richard. And like, I need to leave, you disgusting fool.
Yeah.
But
disgusting fool.
He's like, what? What have I done?
I was like, I'm going to have to tell him. I'm going to have to tell him it's me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, in my head, I was like, right, how do I bring it up? I can interrupt his sentence. I'd be like, I've shit myself. Or I can be like, look, I'm really sorry. I'm actually really poorly and that's happened. I was like, I can tell him I'm lactose intolerant or something. I'm not, but I could blame that. I could say I've got IBS. I could literally blame any other thing. I didn't want to tell him I was hungover and out partying till 5 o'clock in the morning. So he went up. He was like, oh, don't mind me. I'm just going to go to the toilet again.
Maybe he had the shits or something.
Well, it's, yeah, exactly. Three times one go. But he went to the toilet to do it, which is different.
That's usual date etiquette.
Yeah, exactly. So, he got up to go to the toilet. I was like, this is my chance. I literally got up. I had cash on me, luckily. Went to the counter, put £150 down. I think it was £150 cash. Chucked that down and was like, can you just tell him I had to run? And I ran home. Like, ran home. There was no chance of a taxi because there's no taxi ranks. And luckily, I lived not far from the place. So it's like, right, run home, get home, tidy up, text him and just say what's happened. Not tell him what's happened, but lie.
And what was the damage? Was it as bad as you
thought?
Oh,
it was an absolute massacre down there.
A literal shit show.
Did you like complete your shit at the table, or did you like when you were running home?
No, there was more coming out. I think I must have been poorly.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I don't think it was just hangover, like morning after.
Oh, you're now blaming it on being poorly. Sorry, did I just hear that?
I'm now
right?
going to say
oh,
I'm poorly.
Oh, now we're going there. Fucking hell, you should have said this from the start.
I don't think it was like the bottle of vodka from the night before.
No, nothing to do with that.
Indian food.
So what did you do? Like, what? Like, did you text him? Did he text you?
So he texted me first when I got home, saying, hope everything's okay. Waiter said you had to dash off. And I text him, like, yeah, really sorry, something. And you know that stupid, like, you always tell your friend if you're on a date, if it's not going well, they text you and say, oh, you know, oh, something's
had
happened.
An emergency.
And you dash off. So I did that excuse and was like, I'm really, really sorry. Something's happened with my housemate. They called me whilst you're in the toilet. I had to run. I had to get out of there.
Such a believable story.
Absolute bullshit. If anyone ever said that to me, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, still waiting for that text back, aren't I? He didn't text back at all. That was the last I ever heard of Richard.
Really?
Did I think, like my friends are like, he knew you shit yourself.
100% he did.
Like he absolutely knows.
Suddenly round the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sweating profusely.
Yeah.
And there might have been something left on the chair.
That. Well, there was that. I didn't, I wasn't around long enough to check that.
And I bet your facial expressions and your body language would have changed because you would have been like, you would have gone from like really into Richard kind of posture to then like, you know, panic mode posture. So he would have noticed there was a shift in you.
Oh, 100%. If he didn't notice the smell, he noticed. Oh, well, I mean he did notice the smell. It's clearly the smell, yeah.
You never heard from him
never
again.
Never heard from Richard again.
Richard, the man if you're out there, come back.
I wonder if he didn't. Actually, we've got him just outside.
Richard Gere's in the building.
I wonder if he didn't know it was you, if actually your response of your shit, like, sorry, shouldn't use the word shit, of your rubbish excuse of like, oh, my friend had an emergency, made him go, oh, you're just a prick. Like, you didn't like me.
Yeah,
you got up while I was in the toilet and you fucked off. Like,
yeah,
fuck
and then
you.
To be a good guy, you pay for the date. So
So it could be that too.
Let's go with that and make you feel better about yourself.
That has made me feel better, actually. Thank you very much.
No worries. That's what we're here for.
But it was definitely the shit.
Let's pause things here. I think we need a moment to process. Frankie, bathroom break?
Oh, my God. That's all I can say.
Do you know what? I think he's made me feel better about my life because I feel like...
just your life in general.
Just my life. Because I think everyone's got a shit story and it's always that embarrassing thing. Yet we've all been through something that's really like uncomfortable, but he's come on and shared it. Like, I just think he's brilliant.
But I'm like, I kind of want to know who he is and I want it to be part of the show that we bring them back together.
Wow, maybe we can arrange that. Richard Gere, wherever you are.
It would help if we knew his name.
Daisy.
Hello.
It is your turn.
Great.
Tell us a little bit about you first. So you work in latex?
Yeah, so I have a little latex business that I do in my attic.
Is this one of your own designs?
Yeah,
that you're
I made
now?
This. So I don't know if cute. I'm sweating from stress or this, but
I really
it's
love
one
it.
Of them.
That is really nice. And so, on your dating life, how do you sort of find your dates? And
so, apps and stuff just stress me out. I don't have the time to put into actually talking to someone, and I just fizzle out after about 2 days. I think, yeah, I know you're taking up too much of my time.
Uh-huh.
I've got a friend that I dress up every now and again. And we come down to London and we go to the events that are for, like, the fetish events and things.
Oh, nice.
And they're really, really good ways of meeting people because...
When you say fetish events, are they, like, sex parties or as in places where people go and buy stuff?
So there's a bit of both. Massive clubs where you go, there's drag acts,
like,
there's burlesque.
Like, Torch Garden style.
Yeah, like right. them.
Got you.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was allowed to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, yeah, Torch Gardens.
Okay, so what's that then for someone who's never been?
So it's a big fetish club. So they have loads of acts and then you can go, there's designers and things that do obviously showcase their products and they're amazing. And then obviously you can have sex, things, everything like that if you want to.
But that's how you like to go meet people. I suppose they're like like-minded people
they
then
are.
As well.
And the thing is as well, they're so respectful. I think because... When you go, there's a lot of people in nothing. Mm-hmm. And you do have to be respectful of that, and you have obviously know everyone's boundaries and not... Nobody talks to you unless they ask you if it's all right to talk to you.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, they're the most respectful places I think you could ever meet anyone, because you go to a club and then they'll all grind upon you or touch you and you get a bit uncomfortable. Like, whereas this...
Getting grind up.
Oh, I hate being touched.
Yeah. Right?
I'll grind up on you later.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're just really respectful people and they're nice to go to, so you can wear nothing and feel comfortable. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's quite a nice way to meet people, because you know they're going to be respectful. But then they're also like into the same things you're into.
Yeah, because I suppose then if someone's not into that, you go on a date with someone and you're like, oh, this is my jam. And they're like, okay, that's not my thing. Then you're already off on a bad start.
Yeah. I also get like a lot of the second I tell somebody what I do, if they're not into it, say I've been talking to them for like 2 weeks, then all I get is, when you're wearing latex for me, when you're going to show me, when I'm coming around to yours. So it instantly switches from just chatting and getting to know each other to
very sexual.
When you're going to do that for me. And that just ruins it for me.
I guess with the apps as well, you couldn't even put that on them, right? Because then you would just target
that I did that once, and that was all it was. Just, I hated it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's what I do, but it's not what defines me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather somebody got to know me for me than what I do and what I wear.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Tell us about your story then.
So I'll start from when I first met him. So I was about 18 and I had a boyfriend at the time. And obviously nothing happened. This was years ago.
So it's your boyfriend's friend?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And he was beautiful. So it was like 20 teens. I had green hair, you know.
Nice.
Loads of piercings, tattoos, everything. And then he had the fringe, he was in the band.
I always went for the fringe.
Yeah.
The big side fringe.
Yeah.
Everyone that used to work in H&M at the time had the big side fringe.
Yeah.
I used to meet all my boyfriends in H&M.
And he was like guitarist in a band, so on the stage at the clubs you went to, and he was just the dream.
Right.
You know, we'll call him John or something. I didn't see him for years. Went to uni, went travelling, everything, and then came back and moved back to Nottingham. And anyway, I saw him one day in a shop that he was working in, and I waved at him. He still looked the same. Yeah. It just sort of came flooding back. And I was like, oh my God, he's there. And then he messaged me and asked me out on a date. We got a few months in, maybe 5-6 months in. And we were like, oh, we'll go to the cinema, but we'll go for food before. So we went to this little pub and I got myself a mac and cheese. Always go for mac and cheese. And we were halfway through eating and I thought, right, well, I'll just pop to the loo. I went to the toilet. Just putting that out there. So I walked into the cubicle and instantly slipped on something, right? And I flew. Like, I went. And I had to grab myself on the door to try and rescue myself. And I remember looking down thinking, who has put chestnuts all over the floor? And
it was shit.
Perfectly round balls. And I mean, like, it looked like a chestnut, like just like 6 or 7 chestnuts. All over the floor. And I remember thinking, who has done that? Like, why would somebody try and kill me?
Are you sure this was human shit?
Oh, it was. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
It was like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Why was it on the floor?
I don't know. Who does it on the floor and then doesn't pick it up?
Have you ever been to...
Was it you?
No, I don't make the toilet, remember?
I just shit on chairs, clearly. Oh my God.
Yeah. So as I'm pulling myself back up, I realised what it was, because I looked down and obviously one of the chestnuts wasn't a chestnut anymore. And look at that.
Sorry.
No, honestly, I'm crying. I'm
was
like,
it
got
anywhere
tears.
Other than your shoe?
No, it was just on my shoe. I'd have walked straight out if it was on anything else.
Oh.
Not stayed an hour.
All right, it's your story.
This story's gone this way around that you went first, because now you're getting all the digs.
Yeah.
Going your way.
Okay, so what did you do?
Well, I just sort of looked for a minute and I thought, that's not a chestnut. That's poo. That is poo. That is poo.
Blew. It's definitely poo.
So I took the shoe off. I don't know why I didn't take both off, because it was heels. So I was
then otherwise your foot might...
I know, but I should have taken both off, because then obviously I was hobbling. Just on one heel. And so the only thing that I thought was sensible to do was take my shoe up to the bar and ask for a manager. But luckily, I didn't have to walk past John. What did I say his name was?
John.
He's definitely John.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so you took a shitty shoe up to a manager.
I took a shitty shoe up to the bar and I said, I'm really sorry, can I please talk to the manager? While I'm gagging and crying with this
thing. Oh, you were crying?
Yeah. Oh, it was awful. And he was like, what's wrong? I said, I think I've just stood in human poo in your toilets. And he went, no, you haven't. I said, well, what's on my shoe? I said, I've just slipped in this on your toilet, like in your toilets. And he was like, no, you're going to have to show me. So I went in.
He argued with you.
He was like, no, you didn't. Yeah, why else would I be stood here crying?
He's trying to blame you.
Yeah, not mine. I went in and I showed him and he was like, oh my God, it is poo. That is poo. You've stood in poo. I know.
I know, mate.
My fucking foot.
So then he was cleaning it up off the floor and I was just stood there. And he was like, are you not going to clean your shoe? No, I'm not. And I said, I can't clean this. And I went to the toilet and I just remember.
What kind of a shoe was it?
Oh, you know when you get that perfect pair of heels?
Was it like a strappy sandal?
No, a bit like yours. Like a
closed shoe?
Yeah, yeah, closed. So it was not on my toe.
Did not go in between the toes.
Magic.
Underneath the nails.
So I was trying to clean it and I just kept gagging and I said to him, I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm really sorry.
No.
So he snatched my shoe off of me and like scrubbed it off really hard and then went, there you go. Right, you can go back to your table now. So I put the shoe back on knowing what it had been through.
What it had been
yeah.
through.
Thing.
I even get that feeling, you know, if you're going to like a really dirty toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I leave and I can't stop thinking about what, like the germs and the dirt that's on the bottom of my shoe.
Yeah.
So the thought of like actually like physically stepping it. In it, yeah. which like, I don't think I'd be able to concentrate on eating my meal.
It's all, oh, I didn't eat anymore.
So what did you do then? So you cleaned your shoe.
Cleaned my shoe, put my shoe back on because I thought, well, I can't hobble. And I went and I sat down and he was like, you were ages. I said, oh yeah, I just had a bit of an accident, but it's fine. Why did I say that?
Oh, you found yourself.
And he didn't ask me again. He was like, oh, all right, yeah. And I didn't finish my food. So he obviously thought, oh, she's
not well.
She's 100%
shit herself. Or, yeah.
So then I thought, I'm going to have to sort myself out because I'm stressed. So I had a shot of tequila. And then when he sat back down, I thought, I need to calm down. It's going to get me there.
He would have
fine.
Seen that you'd been crying, though, as well, no?
Yeah, so obviously he thought, what on earth has happened? Like, yeah. What has she done?
How weird that he didn't ask many questions, though. Red flag.
Yeah, no, but if you say, like, I had, what did you say?
I had an accident.
I mean, what's, you know, what would you
but
say?
She's crying.
Oh. Well, if someone came back to say, I said, I've had an accident. I've been a while, I know. And I had watery eyes. It's pretty obvious what went down. I don't think I'd ask the question.
Really?
Well, I just wouldn't want to embarrass them any further. I think, right, that's what they've offered up, which is an accident.
Would you not say maybe like, oh, do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't think I'd want to know.
Do you
want
to talk about what went on down there? No, I don't know if I would. On a date, I wouldn't want to embarrass anyone. I'd always want them to feel the most comfortable.
From experience, it's not a good thing.
I have to know everything. Okay, anyway. So you had a shot of tequila.
I love that. So did you leave him at the table? And you were
I just need to get something. So I went round the corner.
Now he's getting red flags.
Yeah,
he's like, she had an accident. She's crying. She's fucked off to get tequila.
Yeah.
Like,
come back smelling of tequila. Right. Right. And then the manager came over.
Oh, God.
So obviously I hadn't told him anything about this because I thought, I'm too embarrassed. I can't do this. And the manager came over and said, oh, don't worry. We've checked the CCTV and it was just a homeless person that had come in and pooed on the floor and that's whose poo you slipped in.
Don't worry. I mean, what part of that makes it better?
Oh, my God. That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's so bad. Not, they must have known. Like, you can tell when someone's on a first date. Like, it's quite obvious. Like, to come over and that's really bad.
Oh, he said that in front of you and John.
And he said that in front of me and John.
He didn't like politely take you to the side.
No,
but I reckon he's pissed off you because he scrubbed the shit off your shoes. So he's like, fuck
it. Thought, do you know what? Sodder.
So what was John's reaction?
John was like, oh, thank God, I thought you'd pooed yourself.
Who would do that?
Who would? I mean,
who would do that?
They did think your accident was
he
that.
He thought that I had had the accident.
So then what was your conversation then at that point?
I said, no, it wasn't me, but I'm not ready to talk about this. With tears in my eyes thinking, I can't believe you've just outed me to what's happened.
Oh yeah. My God.
And so did they give you the meal for free?
No. We didn't get anything. He didn't give us a drink. I mean, I didn't want the meal, but he made us pay full price and I just slipped him poo.
How did it end?
So we then obviously had to go to the cinema. And when we were in the cinema, I took my shoe off, my shoes off, because I thought, I can't sit there knowing what's happened. It just kept reminding me, thinking, my shoe is in it.
Did it just kill the vibe? Did you have a conversation about it? Like,
no, we didn't talk about it at all. I remember ringing my mum and crying in the cinema toilets because I stepped in poop. And then afterwards, I just didn't see him again because I thought, if I'm not prepared to be embarrassed around you, I'm not prepared for you.
I'm not prepared for you.
Interesting take, that, I would say. Like, just a really... Okay, yeah.
I'm here for it, though. I'm still here for it. And hopefully, John, whoever, if he is listening to this, he is now, it's affirmed that it wasn't you that shat in the toilet and slipped on your own
shit.
I'm sorry,
but he's telling everyone that story, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably a little bit like, he's probably thinking, what the fuck's happened? Because it's not every day you slip in a shit in a restaurant toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all the flags would be going. But he still sat in the cinema with you.
And
he still sat there,
Was he, like, nice? Was he, you know, did his behaviour change?
I kept crying and he was like, just leave it, it's fine.
Oh, you, okay.
No, really I need support. You know when you're like, I need the support.
I mean, I guess he didn't know how to support you. How do you support someone that's...
I also love that you can. Crying.
Yeah.
That's all that's going around in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Stayed on the date and then just kept crying.
Were you watching a sad film?
No, I think it was a superhero one. I just kept crying and he was like, you need to stop. I can't concentrate on the film. So I kept getting told off. I thought, it's just not for me. I need support.
It wasn't happening, was it?
Can we get the bill, please? Right, if someone was to pay, it is in either you two or the Johns or the Richard Gears, who should have paid for the dates of this?
Oh, I feel like you are paid, no? Yeah. I actually think for once our guest foots the bill.
Yeah, no, I
normally
agree.
It's the person who the story is about.
Yeah, usually.
I'm sorry, but I feel like you foot the bill.
And I'll happily take that.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
they were great stories.
Thank you. They honestly, you made my morning, made my day, made my evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to just make sure I wear dark trousers when I go on dates now.
And don't go to a curry house for a day.
And don't stay out till 5 a.m.
And always look at the floor.
Got it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm really hoping you've enjoyed it just as much as we have. Please feel free to follow, subscribe, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates Podcast, hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hogue and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh.
The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruna Pias, Kendra Steeb and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.